Hey Daydreamers, I'm Holly and I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur, daydreamer, and CEO of Daydream Co. And this podcast is your weekly pep talk featuring stories and tips and tricks that inspire dreamers across the globe to shift their mindset and elevate their brands. Let's dive in.
It has been about over a year since I've recorded a podcast episode for the Intentional Dreamer podcast, and I've missed you guys, so let's talk. So, it's been over a year, like I said, which is absolutely wild. And within that time, there's been a lot of things that have happened between my personal life and my business. And if you guys have been following me for quite a while, then you know there's been some crazy stuff in the past year. If you're following me on Instagram and stuff like that, there's been a rebrand of Daydream Design Co. We turned into Daydream Co. And honestly, the truth is that sometimes your personal life gets really chaotic and you get sucked into that. Sometimes you don't know how to get out, and sometimes things happen and business doesn't even really feel like it matters to you anymore because you're grasping on so tightly to find some normality in the madness, right? And basically what I wanted to chat about was, you know, you may have been wondering where the hell have I been on the podcast, and I've been nearly absent in general. I was absent from July of 2020 probably till around January of 2021, but I've been absent from my podcast since May of 2020. So let's rewind a little bit. I'm not going to dive too much into it, but I will just kind of give you guys some general updates if you are, you know, if you're new and or if you are kind of just curious of what's been going on in the past year with Daydream Co. So a big shift happened last year in my life, and it was a shift that I did not know I could really grasp or even sink into my reality, and it's something that I absolutely never saw coming. It was the big D word, divorce, and it shook my entire world. My identity, my mental health, my physical health, my business, my everything. I felt so lost and broken that I did not know how to pick up the pieces, and I really wasn't sure if I wanted to for a while. And as anybody would feel that when they go through something traumatic, you know what I mean? And with this experience, as difficult as it has been and still can be, because healing is not linear, and once I realized that, I stopped being so damn hard on myself. Because if you guys have been around for a while, or you're friends with me, or you know me in real life, you know that I'm very hard on myself. It's given me a lot of room for growth and opportunity to continue to grow. And it was a really shitty situation, but I think that it needed to happen in order for me to become the person that I am today. I've basically just been forced to evolve over the last year to figure out what I like, who I am, and what makes me happy in my everyday life again. And before, sometimes it kind of just felt like I was hiding inside of who I was as an entrepreneur, as a designer, and also as a wife at the time. And those were really my only identities. And I've always struggled with this. As I've moved through this new season in my life, I really just encourage you to not be pressured to label yourself, but also to live freely and be whatever and whoever you want to be. Try new things. Meet new people. Live the life that you've always dreamed of, because everything can change within seconds. And this experience more than ever has helped me realize that and to appreciate the little things and the moments and the process more than ever. So let's get real for a moment. Has this growth been pretty? Hell no. Is growth ever pretty? I feel like growth is actually really painful. So cue, as of last year, cue the sobby tears, the sad playlist, and the countless nights curled up on the couch, unable to move. Those were some of the darkest days that I've ever experienced, but also cue the endless support of my loved ones and fun experiences of things that I would not normally done before, and reconnection with old friends and travel and time to just truly be. I would also like to chat about the fact that, you know, being single in a pandemic was interesting, to say the least. And I say that in a past tense because I am no longer single, but this podcast is not about my dating life. It is about my life as an entrepreneur. So with that being said, every person that I came into contact with kept telling me to focus on myself and find myself. And I remember saying that if I heard one more time that someone said I need to focus on myself or find myself, I was gonna lose my shit. And like, what does find yourself even mean? You know what I mean? And I had a conversation with one of my best friends, and he told me that instead of focusing on exactly what finding myself means, work on incorporating more things into my day-to-day life that just make me happy and go from there. And that's something that I still think about to this day. It was a very important step one, if you will, of this journey, and that's exactly what I did. I got my hair done completely different than I've ever done before. I bought new makeup, and I purchased at the time a palette by Tarte, I believe, called the Man Eater palette. It was pretty funny. I got new clothes, I made new friends, I started trying new things, I went on dating apps for the very first time ever, you know, I went out on a few dates, so there were definitely things that I've never done before that I did. I started traveling with friends and stuff like that, and I really had not traveled with friends before. I absolutely would not and still wouldn't be able to get through life without these people by my side. They really became my purpose to keep going. And when something earth-shattering happens and your life takes a 360, you question your purpose. Has anybody else ever felt like that? Has anything so drastic in your life ever happened that you question why you're here and what exactly is your purpose? I know that if my purpose wasn't just to be a wife, a designer, or to stick to this specific life plan that I had carved out, then what was it? And that's something I really struggled with. And if I'm being honest, I'm still trying to figure that out. But with that being said, it is a lot clearer than it was when I actually wrote the outline to this podcast, which I think I wrote it in like February of March of 2021, so this year. And I'm kind of just reading through this as, you know, reading through this and as it's guiding me through this episode. And it's crazy how much things have changed. So I'm kind of shifting things a little bit and updating you guys. But anyways, so there's a quote that I found that I have absolutely no idea where it's from or who said it. So if there is a credit, please let me know. But it was basically a screenshot of a newspaper article. So I don't know if someone designed that and put it into it or if it's from like a movie. I have no idea. So please let me know if you do know. And it says, "Note to self, what is my purpose in life? I ask the void. What if I told you that you fulfilled it when you took an extra hour to talk to that kid about his life?" said the voice. "Or when you paid for that young couple in the restaurant? Or when you saved that dog in traffic, or when you tied your father's shoes for him. Your problem is that you equate your purpose with goal-based achievement. The universe isn't interested in your achievements, just your heart. When you choose to act out of love and kindness and compassion, you are already aligned with your true purpose. There's no need to look any further." And I'm like really emotional reading this. Oh my God. When I came across this quote, it stopped me dead in my tracks, and I knew that it was some kind of sign or some kind of message, and I'm not going to get too woo-woo on you, but this was really important for me. And I remember one day after that, my cousin actually around that time, this was like last year, decided to start a business, and I was so proud of her, and she asked me for my help, and I remember her saying to me like, "How the hell do you keep going and do this and help people when you're going through such a hard time?" Because like at the time I was helping her, I had a coaching client, like I was still juggling my business and my design clients, and that quote popped into my head. And the truth is, I think it's important to find a purpose within yourself, but for me, that is a big piece of it, to help others see their potential and reach it. And then I really started to find my way back again. And that was just a really beautiful moment that I wanted to share with you guys. So here I am. So I really wanted to chat a little bit about, you know, how did this big drastic change affect my business? In order to grow and heal from this, I really just needed to give myself permission to put my dreams on hold. And sometimes that is a reality. And I'm giving you permission right now that if your life is not in a space where you can focus on your dreams and your business and you need to just set it aside for a little bit and or just do what you need to do to get by, do that. Because business is not everything. Money is not everything. And I know that we all need to pay our bills, and I know that we all have these big, amazing dreams that we want to accomplish. But at the end of the day, we ourselves are really important, and our mental health and our physical health and, you know, our mindsets are really important. If you need to take time to heal that and pay more attention to that, have some compassion for yourself. But if I'm being honest, I actually started to feel lost in my purpose in my business before shit hit the fan in my personal life. And I'm not really sure if that was in combination of the stuff that was going on in my personal life before things actually hit the fan, or if it was just pure unalignment. And in a attempt to get that back on track, I scheduled a photo shoot with my best friend, Kate. I had to cancel it. I had scheduled a copywriting project with my friend, Lindy, and I had to cancel it, and I just couldn't do it. I had to take my focus completely off of my business and everything else and channel it into my life, my marriage, and who I was at the time. And that was terrifying, coming from someone who poured herself entirely into their business before that. I feel like I actually poured too much of myself into my business, and I lost myself because I was avoiding a lot. And I think, you know, this could probably be a whole nother episode in itself. Let me know if you want to hear it. But I was thankfully still working during the madness, but my head wasn't in the game like I wanted it to be. I knew that I had to keep going, and like my work gave me something to look forward to every day, but it was very hard to juggle that. And I say this to remind you that, again, it is okay to put your dreams on hold sometimes, but it is important to remember to pick them back up again, or even dream new ones. And it is okay if those dreams change. Allow yourself to change, shift, and start over. You have the power to change your life at any moment, and that is the reality of it. I think that one of the most exciting things of this process is that I did get to start dreaming in new ways about my life, about what I really wanted, about how I want my business, or how I wanted my business to look, how I wanted to work every day, the people that were in my life, and things like that. So, with that being said, with endings, there are new beginnings, and it is okay to grieve that. It is okay to heal through that. No matter, you know, what you're going through. So with that being said, kind of, you know, what has been going on during 2021? Where am I going? And again, this has shifted a little bit since I wrote this outline. So I will fill in the blanks. And I'm like, you guys know me, I'm really transparent. I am just trying to be very fluid while recording this. I'm nervous because I haven't recorded a podcast in a while. So just bear with me. And I hope that you are getting something out of this podcast. So I knew at the time that I could not become what I wanted by remaining who I was, because a big part of me was still holding on to that girl and that old life. And that really was something that I had to let go. And as I started making these very small changes in my everyday life, I started waking up and every day wasn't bad. I started having more good days than bad. I started to find myself again in the fire. And one of my other friends told me about the interpretation of a phoenix, that you must let go of everything and burn up in order to become something new. And it's kind of like when you have an alarm and you don't hear it right away and it's going off in your dreams, and then you suddenly wake up and it's like, bam. So that is something that I've kind of associated with this whole experience, is that I have just burned up my old life, and I have kind of just stepped into a completely new life. And I truly feel that this is the life that I was meant to live, and I'm finally doing things on my term, on my own terms. I'm doing things because I want to. I'm doing things because I don't feel like I have to. I don't know if there's anybody, and again, this is not a relationship podcast, a dating podcast, nothing like that. I'm not going to go too much into my personal details, of course, but has anybody ever, you know, had a relationship from high school that they were in past high school or college? Did you ever feel like you had to go to the next step or get married because you guys were together for such a long time? And with that being said, you know, I've talked to a lot of people about this, and they feel similarly, is like, there were just so many things that I felt like I had to do in my past relationship because other people wanted me to. And this time around in my life, in my personal life, in my relationship currently, I feel like I have finally chosen what I want, and everything feels really aligned, and I'm doing things on my terms, and that's an amazing feeling. So, all right, let's circle back for a minute. Where does Daydream Co. play into this? So, you may have noticed that in April, we rebranded from Daydream Design Co. to Daydream Co., and here's why. So I actually rebranded into an umbrella brand. So an umbrella brand is a brand created through the lens of a single brand name for its multiple products or services. This type of brand revolves around a multi-layered mission that explores different passions. So with that being said, I knew coaching was something that I wanted to pursue more, and I didn't want to create two or three separate platforms and accounts and websites for things that I wanted to pursue. So I saw an opportunity to create something more, something that everyone could be a part of, whether it was through design or coaching or our community or even the shop, because I opened up a merch shop as well. So as it stands, we are a full service graphic design studio. We offer one-on-one business coaching services with a lot of, you know, mindset and strategy and stuff like that. We have a shop with Daydreamer merch. This has literally been something I've wanted to do for years. And a community. So on Instagram, on Facebook groups, we have our podcast here, and there's so much more that is going to be coming within the next year or two. And I'm really, really excited to share with you guys. So with that being said, I have quite literally changed every aspect of my life, post-divorce. You know, I really just want to move forward, and I have quite literally changed every aspect of my life. I'm trying to move forward by being intentional about where I'm going next, and the sky's the limit, right? So I'm so grateful to have you guys along the journey with me. I really wanted to share this story with you in hopes that it would help someone else, and I encourage you to share yours too, because you never know who's listening. So with that being said, if you like this episode, take a screenshot right now and share it on your Instagram stories and tag us at co.daydream. We love to see it. Until next time, daydreamers, I've missed you so much.